How good was the worship this morning? So good. I felt like it was a hot day, but when we were singing some of those songs, it was like just sprinkling cool water dripping on me, and I felt good. I could just stay there, right? I know it's not about us and about you guys, but you were just leading where God wanted you to go. It was awesome. Thank you. So are we ready to get into the Word? Yeah? Let's do it. So we're going to speak this morning about moving forward. Not moving backwards, moving forward. And before I start, I just want to honour our pastors, Matt and Melissa, and just say I love you guys so much. And not only because I'm related to you, but just because I love you and for your leadership and for just being part of this church for the last 12 months has been great. And come on, if you love your pastors, put your hands together. Love you guys. And if you don't know them well, they are people of great character, great integrity, and they say what they mean, and they love you all so much. So we have awesome pastors. We really do. Cool. All right, let's move forward with the Word. Ivy's moving forward. Have you ever been in a line at a theme park where you're just waiting and waiting and waiting and you think, are we ever going to get somewhere? It's called waiting. It's called, maybe as it starts to move forward, you get a bit excited. You're like, yeah, all right, this is my turn. And I've been to some of those theme parks when there's not a lot of people there. I worked my days out right. I'm like, okay, let's go on a Wednesday afternoon when school's on. It's like, sweet, we don't have to line up at all. And you're so excited because you just go there and you go straight up. Yep, you're straight on. And it's this sense of anticipation, excitement for what's going to happen. Yeah, you can see the cool ride and you can be like, yep, all I've got to do is keep moving forward and I'm on that ride. And it's the same if I'm stuck in a line at a supermarket. You know, there might be a big line before you and the line's moving forward, all right? The line's moving forward and you know it's your turn soon. You know it's your turn soon and the waiting game's going to be over, all right? It's the same there and it's the same in our lives. We can get stuck in the same old spot, can't we? We can get stuck in the same old, not moving forward and not moving toward what God wants us. And as long as we're focused on the past, living in regrets, living maybe in what could have been, that's going to keep us from moving forward, isn't it? Yeah. We can't change the past, but the exciting thing is we have control over our future. Every single one of us. Doesn't matter if we're 5 years old, 55 years old, 35 years old, we have control over right now and our future, don't we? That's an incredible thing. It's a powerful thing. And I just want to encourage everyone, myself, and what's happened in your life, whether 5 years ago or 5 months ago, it's time to move forward. It's time to move forward. Doesn't mean, and what that means is, it doesn't mean you still won't be dealing with stuff. It simply means that you're more focused on the future than the past. So the past is still going to be there, but you're more focused on the future. Don't let things from the past define who you are.
Shouldn't be who you are.
Shouldn't be who you are. And see, God, Father, He wants us to keep moving forward. He really does. He wants us to keep moving forward. If you've got a Bible this morning, take a moment, pull it out, because I don't think we do it enough. We pull out our real Bibles and let's do it. I got my real Bible today. You can use your phone if you like. Like Neil said, we're a technological, is that a word? Technological church. So you can pull your phone out and go to Isaiah 43, verse 18. I'm reading out of the NIV. Isaiah 43:18. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Another version I've got here is forget what happened in the past and do not dwell on events from long ago. Yeah. So easy to think, oh, if only that had happened. If only I had gone to uni. If only this, if only that. If only I had kept that job. If only, if only, if only. Forget what happened in the past and don't dwell on the events from long ago. Let's flick over to Romans 8. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. How good is that? In all things, so not in some things, God works for the good of those who love him. Yeah. And who've been called according to his purpose. Father loves you so much. He really does. Just close your eyes for a moment. Right where you're at. Just close your eyes and just ponder on that. How much Father loves you. Just for 30 seconds. How good is his love? How good is his love? And what a love, even in worship this morning, like when you stand there with your hands raised, it unites us together. Doesn't matter what we've done, what we're doing, what we're going to do, we're all united through that powerful worship. And especially, you know, you can have all this stuff going on in your head, but as soon as you choose to worship, have you noticed that stuff goes? How cool is that? How cool is that? So good. So I'm going to go to Philippians. Philippians 3, 13 to 14. Love this. So Philippians 3, 13 to 14. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting is what behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And you would have heard that a lot.
I used to hear that a lot
at camps and stuff, and you know, they kids love those sort of verses. But Paul was using the picture of a runner who focuses on the goal ahead of him. And Paul's focus was on moving forward. You know, tough time what he was dealing with, and not looking in the past. And we can't move forward if our thoughts and our visions are in the past. Very hard to move forward if all you're thinking about is the past, the past, the past. And I know you might be sitting here and you might be saying, oh, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what happened to me last week. Yeah, that's true, I don't, but God does. And God just wants you to, that situation is not going to change, but you can still take a step forward. Because we're all going to move forward at different rates, different speeds. And we can read through these scriptures and agree with it, but we actually have to start putting stuff in practice, don't we? Yeah. So I've got 4 points. Who likes points? Points are good. Points are okay if you're taking notes. So I haven't got them on the screen, so if you want to take notes, that's okay. So point number one. Everyone say point number one. Thank you. Live by faith, not by fear. Live by faith, not by fear. So let's flick over to James chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. James 2, 17 and 18. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. I don't know about you, but I want to be a person that can live by faith. And I know it's a journey. And everything I do, I want to be able to live by faith. Step out. Yep, do it. God's got my back with family, with work, with everything. I want to be able to live by faith. Who wants to be a person that can live more by faith? Yeah. Powerful thing, isn't it? If we're just living in our own strength, and if we're just, you know, oh, that's all right. You know, I know how to do this, but it's not. It's just you know how to do it. But maybe God knows how to do it, so let's step in, you and God together. I reckon that's, it gets me excited. Point number two. Everyone say point number two. Be nice. Yeah, is that a good one? And be positive. Be nice and be positive. Let's have a look at James 3, 5 and 6. So just flick over a little bit. You might be even on the same page. James 3, verse 5 and 6. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. Wow. So the tongue's a powerful thing, isn't it? The tongue can bring people down. The tongue can pull people up. There's a lot in what we say. There's a lot in what comes out of our mouth. And you've probably heard it before. What comes out of the mouth is from the heart. Or out of the heart, the mouth speaks. You might have heard it that way. I used to hear that. And I used to get told, if you've got nothing to say, say nothing at all. Who used to get told that? Yeah. But I'd rather say something, because then if I wasn't saying something, I felt like I wasn't part of it. So, but I think being nice and being positive is a long way to go in moving forward, because you can spread nice and you can spread positive everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, you've got people in your world, people in your workplace that are going to know, why is this person being nice? What's different about her? What's different about him? They're a nice person. And then they're going to know, why are you nice? Like, why do you look so nice, Steph? Point number three. Pray and read the word. Yeah? How can you move forward if you're not praying and you're not reading the word? And just do something. I really believe something is better than nothing. So do something. Pray and read the word. And I've tried all the things where you set alarms and you pray for 10 minutes every day, or you pray at a certain time every day, or you read the Bible at a certain time every day. But is that more ritual, or is that not real? Is that just like reading another book and ticking a box? I think we have to get a revelation of how it works for ourselves. It might be, all right, I'll turn up to the church prayer meeting. It might be, all right, I'll just gather some guys around and we'll pray on a Friday night just for half an hour. It might be, I'll just go and, instead of playing that music in the car, because technology is so good, you can just press play on the Bible. You might be driving for an hour and you could just have scripture. So many different ways we can do it. But pray and read the word. I think it's a really key thing if we're going to move forward. Yeah? Point four. So I'll just touch on. Point one was live by fear, not by live by faith. Don't live by fear. Live by faith, not by fear. Point two was be nice and be positive. Point three is pray and read the word. Point four is, yeah, very important as well, as prioritize. Prioritize. What you prioritize is what you focus on. Yeah? What you prioritize is what you focus on. And if God's number one, then everything else is going to flow out of that. It just sounds so simple, doesn't it? It's not, but it does sound simple. Well, it is simple, but sometimes it takes a while. And we're all on a journey. And we're all in this together, aren't we? We can all help each other moving forward. Just had that picture of a car, like when you're driving along. If you're more focused on what's in the little rear vision mirror, all right, so you got to know what's in the little rear vision mirror, because it's little and there's things behind you. But looking out the front window, that's a lot bigger, isn't it? That's a lot bigger perspective. Yeah. So just threw that one in there. So have someone, even if it's one person in your life, that you can be open and honest with. Yesterday is yesterday. Make today be the day when you choose to step forward and forget what's behind you. Forget what's behind you. Thank you, Jesus. Can we all stand? The band's going to come. I just want you to think about right where you're at. Right where you're at. If you're stuck in a place that you can't get out of, you feel like you can't move forward, you feel like you take one step forward and then maybe take two steps back every time. Well, God wants you to know today that today is your day. Yesterday is yesterday. Today you can move forward for all the great things He has for your life. And maybe you're listening to this message and you think, yeah, I've heard that, but I've never actually met this Jesus that you're talking about. So if that's you today, we'd love to pray a simple prayer. It's a simple prayer where you ask Jesus into your heart and He'll be your Lord and Savior and your best friend, and He'll be with you all your days of your life. I prayed that prayer when I was about 7 years old. And yeah, you have ups and downs in life, but what I do know is that Jesus has never left me. He's always been there through those ups and downs. So if that's you today, if you've never prayed that prayer and you'd like to pray that prayer, we'd love to introduce you to our Savior. You can come down the front and we'll pray that prayer. If you're sick, come on, come down the front and get some prayer. If you need a job, come on, God can give you a job, can't He? Yeah? Whatever it is this morning, come on. Open up your hearts, lift up your hands, let's worship. Let's just see what God wants to do this morning. Come on, let's sing.
Old things have passed.
So if you want to respond, just come down the front. Maybe you just want to hang around and hang up here and worship. There's plenty of space. Thank you, Jesus.
Your constant